Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are so elated you could be here with us here on Blessings by Grace Radio. This is Throne Room Wednesday, and we are so elated that you could be here with us tonight. It is our first night back in a very long time. Dr. Moore will be here tonight. He will be on the air with all of you guys, praying with all of you guys for what thus saith the Lord. So we are just so elated that finally, we are back into the radio station here in the Apple Valley Studio. We thank you for all your patience, your love, and your understanding, because we're officially back now, and we're grateful that you have been with us all this time, waiting for us to come back. It means a lot that you guys are here with us tonight. So for those of you who can get somebody else to call in, we want to say thank you for being with us after all this time. So we are just so elated that you have been with us for so many years now. We started the show back in 2010. So 2010, and now it is 2023. So in October the 10th, it'll be 13 years going strong, and we cannot be more elated that you guys have been sticking with us for 12 and a half years. We are grateful, even the times that we didn't have an opportunity to come on in, when we didn't have those opportunities, you guys were still right there with us. It is feels so good to be back. We're also going to be back tomorrow night as well, but it is just so good to be back here in the studio. And tonight it is my turn to go ahead and do the inspiration time. So we're back to Inspiration Wednesday. And tonight I'm going to be just giving my take on the scripture, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I'm going to give you guys my take and let you guys know a little bit about what I think that scripture means. The scripture itself comes from Philippians 4 and 13. That is where the scripture base is coming from, Philippians 4 and 13. And the scripture itself says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. That comes again from Philippians 4 and 13. And I'm just going to tell you guys what I believe that the scripture does mean so that way you guys will have an opportunity to understand what it means. And this is just my take. So don't take it to heart. I just like to inspire you guys on what I do find out. So the real meaning of Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. That's what the Apostle Paul, he was telling to the Philippians. It is meant, the Bible verse can be used everywhere. Anybody can use that because we also like that with God, anything is possible. It is interpreted to mean that you can fulfill any desire that you do set your mind to. Now, the famous verse is often distilled to simply a personal motivation to get through something that's very tough. But when Paul wrote this verse to the Philippians, that's not what he had in mind. The interpretation states for the shortness, and it misses the depth of what is actually communicated. So when we say it, we're missing what the definition and what it actually is trying to communicate. So let's look at Philippians 4 and 13 and what the meaning and see how it actually applies to our life. Now let's start looking at what it does not mean. So what it doesn't mean is that we can do everything and anything we want. That's not what it means. But what it does mean is that with God, all things are possible. Now, this verse is not a promise that God will do exactly what we want. That's not what it means. Even though we use it as a promise or motivation, that if we do our part, God will give us what we are after. The problem is that that is absolutely not true in that sense. God never promises us all of our earthly problems will be fixed or taken away. Because when something happens to us, God has, of course, allowed something to happen. He's allowed something to go a certain way. So when that happens, that something goes a certain way, in our statelyhood, in the things that we're trying to have happen, we have the availability, if we believe, to have things go the way we are specifically meaning for it to go with prayer, supplication, when we have faith, the grain of a mustard seed. Now, the verse is not a promise that everything will go the way we want it to go. Like, if I do all things in Christ Jesus, I'll be a millionaire. Not true, because if God doesn't intend for us to have financial wealth in that manifestation of a earthly thing, we won't have that. We won't have a monetary being. Some people are not meant to be rich. Some people are not meant to have all of the monetary things, all of the materialistic things. God wants us to be rich in him, not rich in monetary and materialistic. It doesn't always work that way. Now, the context, and to understand Philippians 4:13 meaning, we first need to back up and look at what's happening in the verses surrounding it. The context is king. It helps us understand what the Bible is communicating to us as a people. Now, when you pull a single sentence out of a letter or a 30-second soundbite out of a speech, you can make it appear to be saying something that it doesn't. We see this all the time in our life right now. That's why reading in context is so important. It gives us a full picture of God's word. Now, Philippians 4 and 10 through 12, Paul is wrapping up his letter to the church in Philippi or Philippi. He's wrapping up his thoughts. In many ways, he ends his letter with a similar message that he began with. If you were to go back and read Philippians 1, you would see these same concepts. Paul was telling the Philippian church that he has learned to be content regardless of the circumstances. Now, to be content means you're satisfied with either way God has brought you through. You're satisfied with your surroundings. You're satisfied with your position in life in the moment and what's happening. You have satisfaction with your circumstances. Whether or not you're hungry or well fed, you could be free. Or back then in those days, a lot of the people that rallied for Jesus, they were put in prison. Now, has much or have nothing. So you could have a lot of materialistic things. You could have nothing materialistic. He was content, not based on the circumstance itself, but rather on Jesus. When you're content with Jesus, everything works. But when you don't be content, when you're not, I should say, content with Jesus, nothing works anyway. Now, that's what he was trying to get across in his letter to the Philippians, that you can be at peace, have joy, be content, regardless of any circumstance that you're going through. No matter what you're going through, you can be content. And that's what Philippians 4 and 13 means. It means to have contentment in your heart. No matter what your circumstances are, yes, if you believe, yes, if you pray, if you fast, prayer and supplication, faith, the grain of a mustard seed, guess what will happen? You, the person, you, my brother and sister in Christ, you have the ability to, yes, do all things through Christ Jesus. But it's not just, oh, I want $1 million, I'm going to get it. Doesn't work. Let me tell y'all real quick, because I'm ending my portion of Inspiration Wednesday. It doesn't work that way. First off, prayer and supplication. You need to fast. You need to manifest the things you want. Talk to God. Don't just ask for something. You need to be able to do something for him. Like, you need to be able to give him your life. You need to be able to ask him, what can I do to benefit your kingdom? How can I be an asset in your kingdom first? Don't just start asking, give me, give me, give me, let me have. I want this. You said you'll give it to me. If God doesn't mean for you to have something, you won't have it. But if you have faith, then things are possible with God. Well, without God, nothing is possible. So it is possible that Philippians 4:13, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who does strengthen you. That is a possibility. But do you believe it? Whose report will you believe today? Well, will you believe God's report and work with him and manifest with him? Because if you will, he's readily available for you. But if you won't, God can't help you. I'm just letting you know the reality. All right, guys, the doctor will be in here in just a moment. It is our first official Wednesday back here in the studio, and I could not be more elated that we're back tonight. We deserve to be back tonight. This is such an amazing time to be back tonight because for weeks we have not been on the broadcast. Dr. Moore, he was resting. He was under the weather a little bit over the holidays, caught a slight cold, and so he wanted to rest up so he can come back strong. And tonight, he is going to be ready to pray. So please, if you're on the air, please have someone call in tonight and get prayer. Remember, when you call in for prayer, you can call in for yourself, you can call in for somebody, or you can stand in posse for your brother, your sister, your father, your mother. It doesn't matter who you stand in posse for tonight. It doesn't have to be yourself. And if it is you, just remember, in case you're calling in for yourself, that's absolutely okay if that's what you're deciding to do. But when you call in, even if you want to call in anonymously, you have the opportunity to call in anonymously if that's so what you desire. We're okay with you calling in anonymously as well. There is nothing to worry about. We just want you to get somebody to get on the line tonight and call in for prayer. This way, there'll be callers. Pray. And remember, when we pray with you tonight, we're believing with you, for you. We're praying for you, with you, and about you, that God will intercede instantaneously. Because guess what? It's already done. God knew you would call in tonight before you called in. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Uh-huh. Thank you guys for Inspiration Wednesday. I'm so excited. We are back, back, back. And here he is, the man of the hour we've all been waiting for, the Honorable Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore. God bless everybody.
God bless you tonight in Radio Land. Amen, amen, amen. What a blessing it is to be able to come back and speak to you once again by the authority of Jesus Christ. We are just excited tonight again to be here. And tonight, amen, is Wednesday night. As my announcer has said, this is prayer time. Prayer. The fervent prayers of a righteous man prevail as much. We miss you. We love you. We thank God, amen, for your support and your love. But if you have a request that you want Jesus to answer, call that number tonight. And along with you, we will take your request to the throne of grace. Two is better than one. We're touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus tonight. Beloved, there is so much going on in this life. James says, if it's the Lord's will, I will do this and I will do that, showing that we cannot have a boastful spirit by taking upon our own and says, I'll do this and I'll do that. If it's God's will, we don't know what God's will turn out for us the next day. But if it's God's will, we endeavor to, amen, keep coming on this program, receiving your prayers. I thought about, amen, I know tonight is prayer night, but I thought about, amen, a scripture that I want to share with you. My daughter, amen, shared with you Philippians, amen, 4 and 13. I can do all things through Christ, not of yourself, but through Christ who give us strength. And God knows we need his strength at this hour that we're living in right now. We hope you enjoyed the inspiration hour again tonight. Praise the Lord. Meaning to encourage your heart is to go further and further on in Christ Jesus. And my thought tonight, amen, that I'm going to read a scripture to you from the Jude, amen, the first chapter and verse 3. It's a beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the concern of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should honestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Prayer time tonight. Will you please, my brothers and sisters, along with me, continue to pray for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Oh, this common salvation, we done made this, pumped this salvation up so much until we have taken the common reality out of it. But I want to let you know, amen, Satan is out to deceive you, me. He's going forth, amen, in the earth seeking who he might devour. But Luke, amen, the 18th chapter, said there was a little woman, a little widow woman. She wanted, amen, something from an unjust man. And this little woman continued to pray. She continued to pray. A man must always pray and don't faint. It's so easy, I have found out in this day and time we're living in now, is to faint. That is not to be concerned anymore about this common salvation. You just go along with any and everything that, amen, say that they are on their way to heaven. You're fainting. Don't faint. But this little widow woman, amen, met a mean man with a judge, and she wanted him to avenge her. But the judge, amen, said, you know, I don't fear God nor man. But this little woman worries me. I want you tonight, amen, is to put your petition before the Lord and worry the Lord. There are so many, much sicknesses in the land. There is so much disease in the land. There is so much coming up on the land. And we as humanity is involved in this. And there is no way that we can escape what's going on. We need to worry the Lord. Put your pride aside. Put your denomination aside. And let us come to Jesus as dear little children and ask him to have mercy upon us. Tonight is prayer night. We're going to, amen, open the lines up at this time, praise the Lord, and receive. Ever who come online tonight, design a sincere prayer. Remember, if you are serious and you are sincere in your prayer, God will honor your prayer. Don't think, amen, that you done did so much, amen, that the Lord will not hear you. He will hear you. If you have not blasphemed against the Holy Ghost, God will hear you. We are in this thing together. And beloved, as I can see through the vision eyes of God, the closing of time don't look good because humanity is still rejecting the Lord. This is a common salvation. And it was a need for me, literally. I was constructed to once write unto all of this common thing. Get on the line tonight with Dr. Moore and his staff here in Apple Valley, and we're going to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. I know many of you haven't heard our voice in quite some time, and amen, Satan thought he had won the victory, but God still got us around here. And we intend to, amen, do a job for the Lord until the day he take our breath from us. But, you know, when he's taking my breath from me, I'm just going to be absent from this body, but I'm just going to be present with the Lord, an eternal present, not to never die. God bless you. Amen. The lines is open tonight for those of you that have a request that you want to take to the Lord tonight.
First caller, area code 909-300. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Praise the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. How y'all doing tonight?
God bless.
Can you hear me?
Internet. Yes, we do.
Okay. Thank you. I'm calling in for myself. I'm yet still in the rehab. I'm yet still trusting and believing, but I'm still yet asking for prayers. Now they I just got tested for COVID, and they said it's positive. So I'm just asking for prayer that I'm doing fine, no symptoms, nothing like that. The only problem is just my leg is still not getting better. So my prayer, that's what I'm calling in for standing in for myself along with my twin sister and my kids and grandkids.
God bless you, Sister Nat, tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Continue to hold your faith in the Lord.
Yes,
and I'm asking
yes.
everyone out there in radio land tonight, they can get a prayer through this young lady, that you hear her voice now, seem like, amen, that there has not been much wrong with her, or she done went through. But if I tell you, amen,
yes,
I've seen with my own eyes
yes.
her faith in Jesus Christ, I don't know how many operations she done went through with. I know it's a normal
yes.
operation, amen,
yes.
that she had went through with, but she's still holding her faith in the Lord.
Yes, yes.
God
yes,
along
Lord.
With me tonight as we pray for
Thank you, Lord.
Sister Antoinette Lewis tonight.
And
God will kato she di masa. Continue to strengthen her body, her mind, and
Thank you,
soul.
Thank you, Lord.
in the very name of Jesus Christ tonight. Oh, your daughter, Lord, is asking for prayer. You are a merciful God. You are a righteous God, and you are a holy God. You know what we are going through even before we utter a voice, Lord, and ask you for help tonight. You know what we're going through with.
Yes, God.
I thank you for hearing the voice, Lord, one more time, because so many times, Lord, she's been in that hospital under the knife. My God, but you have spared her. You have brought her out, and you have delivered her. My God, for a testimony.
Thank you.
My
thank
God,
you,
in the
Lord,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
go
you,
in
Lord.
That old body that you made out of the dust of the earth. And, oh, Jesus, work with that body in the nerves. My God, the blood that's running through that body. My God, you only can mend it together like it was
Lord,
before
Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
Anything happened, but in the name of
thank
Jesus.
You.
Give her deliverance right now, Lord, both spiritually and naturally, in the name of Jesus. Lord, the only thing she has to depend upon is prayer. Prayer, 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 prayer.
Hallelujah, Lord.
You may not answer prayer like we want to, but I know you're answering prayer, Lord. I know you're still the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I rebuke and I bind everything that's not like you by the blood of Jesus. But your healing virtue is still here. Your healing virtue is still delivering us today in the name of Jesus. My God, speak peace to them. Speak peace to that body. My God, in the name of Jesus. Let your healing continue to flow through that body right now. Let our soul continue to say yes, my God, to your will. I pray in your word, Lord Jesus, fear not him that can destroy the body, but fear him that can destroy both soul and body in the name of Jesus. Keep her wrapped up in your blood. Keep her wrapped up in your hand right now, Lord. Continue to talk to her. Continue to lead and guide her in the name of Jesus right now. I speak peace to her soul in Jesus' name. Continue to give her a good night rest in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, let her hold on to the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We believe the Lord for tonight, daughter. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen, amen.
Caller from 562-270. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. 270, you're live on the air. Hello.
God bless you, Bishop and Keetosh. I'm calling for a special prayer request for my nephew, Derek, that God continue to just send a ministering angel unto him, comfort him in his time of need, touch his grandmother, Tasha, and just lift up my brother Elijah up before the Lord. May God save his soul before it's too late. And let us remember our own Evangelist Harris as well as Minister Ann and Sister Cynthia as she traveled to Arizona this weekend.
God bless you, Minister Laura, tonight. We will take your request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. God sees and God knows all things right now. Lord Jesus, we bring before you tonight, you know where they are and you know what they're going through with.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, but we ask you to just let your blood continue to cover them right
cover
now.
Them,
they have
Jesus.
Not taken them, but my God, let your blood cover them right now. Bring
yes,
them out
Lord.
Of the darkness of life and put them into the marvelous light of holiness. I pray in the name of Jesus right now.
Yes, Lord.
And ever what stubborn demon is trying to bind our children right now. My God, we bind it in the
name
of
Jesus.
You say whatsoever we bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. And we take the authority of Jesus Christ by the power of
yes,
the Holy
Lord,
God,
Lord,
by,
Jesus.
The, by the power of your word.
Hey,
my
glory.
God,
hallelujah.
I can anoint right now. My God, Elijah,
Lord,
in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus. I know that you're able is to restore back unto him, Lord, the fact of it
yes,
that you're
Lord.
Put in
yes,
him right
Lord.
Now. Satan is trying to steal his
yes,
life
Lord.
Out of prayer. Still have him here, and I thank you for him right
yes,
now, Lord.
Lord.
Oh, mighty God, look down upon our beloved, my mother Harris, in the name of Jesus right now. No matter what the doctor
yes,
has
Lord.
Told her, oh, Lord Jesus, let her hold the faith tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Let her hold the faith tonight. Let her go back in her mind and remember, amen, where the Lord have brought her from. And she know that you're able is to deliver her tonight. Touch tonight in the name of Jesus. Touch your children tonight. Touch the family tonight in the name of Jesus tonight.
Lord.
Oh, Jesus, she is a faithful servant unto you. My God, be with her and comfort her
Hallelujah.
Tonight in the name
of
Jesus right now. Look down upon Minister Lori in her household tonight, Lord, and
Hallelujah.
Give strength there, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
You know how
Lord.
To work it out in Jesus' name right now. My God, we still on fire for you. We still lifting up your holy
Thank
name.
You,
no matter what we're going through with, Lord. My God, we're going to give you the praise. We're going to give you the glory right
yes,
now.
Lord.
Thank you for sparing our life one more time. In Jesus'
Thank
name.
You,
watch
Jesus.
Over that
Thank
household
you,
in the name of Jesus. Lord
Thank
God,
you,
and let us be what you would have us to be. Help us to be witness in the last and even day. Watch over my
Thank
daughter
you,
at this
yes,
family Phoenix. My God, cover under your blood. Take her there. Let her
cover
be a testimony. And bring her back, Lord Jesus, to bring a testimony
yes,
in the name of Jesus right now. I thank you for right now, Lord. My
thank
God,
you,
give her holy boldness in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Keep
Hallelujah.
Us under your power
in
and go on like that right now. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen
thank
and
you,
amen.
Jesus.
God bless you. Bless the Lord.
Amen. God bless y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
Caller from 323-616. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hey, God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Katasha.
God bless my son.
Amen, amen. I'm calling for prayer for my family. Most of all, I'm calling for prayer for myself, a closer walk with Jesus.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
That's what I'm looking for.
All right, all right, all right. My God, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Mr. Stewart, you're on your way. You're on your way. Amen. We were just sharing some things today. Praise the Lord. You're on your way. I thank God for you. Amen. But I hear what you're saying. Give you a closer walk. Give you a closer revelation. Give you that intimately walk with him, and that intimately, oh, Shandalibita, that intimately relationship with him in the name of Jesus right now. Go there and touch my son right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the Hokan and in the name of Jesus right now. Lord God, he desires to know you in the fullness of your strength and in the fullness of your knowledge. My God. Oh, you blessing him right now, Lord, and you're strengthening him, Lord. My God, he walked by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus right now. I'm asking you to continue to open up his understanding, his wisdom and knowledge, Lord, as he stands before men that don't really know you. My God, give him strength, Lord. Give him words and give him encourage. Let the Holy Spirit speak to him in the name of Jesus right now. Let your anointing come, Lord. My God, upon him and break the yokes in Jesus' name right now. Be with his wife tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Mr. Tanya, in the name of Jesus, give us strength right now, Lord. Step and overcome everything that's not like you. Bless the mother tonight, the father tonight. My God, bless that home tonight. The children in the name of Jesus right now. We take a torture over Satan tonight. Let us pray for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. My God, that unswerving faith, that faith that would not say no in the midst of dangers, in the midst of death. My God, that faith stood up and called upon your name. My God, let us continue for that faith right now. Move upon my son in the name of Jesus. Move upon his household in the name of Jesus. My God, help him, Lord. Help him, Lord. Do what you would have him to do. And we're going to give you the praise and all the glory. Glory belong to Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless
amen.
You, my son.
God bless you, Bishop. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Caller from 323-836. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes.
We can hear you, caller.
Hello. Hi.
God bless
this
you.
Is Raymond. My name is Raynell Dunbar, and I'm calling prayer for my family, but most of all, my queen that he blessed me with.
Brother Raynell, God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. God bless you. And I really mean
yes,
that from
sir.
The depths of my heart tonight. Amen. Praise
Thank
the
you.
Lord. Amen. Prayer, 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 prayer. Amen. The verbal
yeah.
prayer of the righteous
yes.
prevail as much. Keep on praying. No matter what life is throwing against you, keep on praying. And amen. You know the Lord is delivering you day by day. Praise the
yes,
Lord.
Sir.
Hallelujah. My God, in
yes,
the name
sir.
Of Jesus, my beloved brother, Lada, who kind of a heart, calling for prayer, Lord, for himself and his family right now. You know the condition that they are in and what they are going through with. My God, Satan is trying to sift us all as grains of sand, but you said you have prayed for us long time ago. Lord, no matter what the storms
right.
of life that we're going through with now,
right.
you've given us strength, Lord, is to overcome these storms in the name of Jesus right now. My
in
God, let your power be in him right now. Let your anointing be in him right now. My God, raise him up to a new level in the name of Jesus right now. My God, like never before in these last and evil days right now. My Lord, that your will be done, Lord, on earth as it
yes,
is
sir.
In heaven right now. We touch it and we agree right now, Lord. My God,
yes,
you say,
sir.
Ask anything in your name and it shall be given. My God, you know the
yes,
desire
sir.
Of the man's heart right now. My
yes.
God, we ask in faith
yes,
and we believe
sir.
That
yes,
you're going
sir.
To do it right now in the name of Jesus. Continue
in
to renew that
Jesus.
Faith in Jesus' name right now. Thank God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for calling me, brother.
Thank you for praying for me.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye.
God bless you. Amen. This is prayer time. This is prayer time. Fervent prayers. The righteous prevail as much. I know, amen, many of you, amen, didn't know that we were going to be on air tonight, but we are back on air tonight. And as I made a statement earlier, amen, James, if it's the Lord's will, we will be back next week. We ain't boasting about it, baby, amen, because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. All we can say, amen, what is right now. Look at our land today. Come on, church, look at our land today. Look what we're facing right now, amen. Storms all over, amen, Los Angeles. We haven't had weather like this, amen. I don't know in how many years. God is sending a semi-judgment up on the face of this earth. If you want to know what's going on, amen, I'll tell you, judgment is coming. Judgment is coming, amen, because, let me tell you, because of what? Because of the sins, amen, of disobedience. The sins of disobedience, amen, is in the land. Saints of God, let us stand. Let us pray like never, never before. Get radically for the Lord. Don't let the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, come in your midst. Pray with Dr. Moore. Amen, that God continue to give me strength. Amen, that I might preach the gospel. The gospel is not about me. It's about Jesus Christ and him crucified. It's about me telling you it's the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You can have eternal life tonight. Oh, there are so many, amen, is on my prayer list tonight. Then that's an amen for prayer. I don't only want to pray for you. I want to know if your soul saved. You don't have to leave this earth and your soul is not right with Jesus. This is an opportunity right now. If you're on your hospital bed and amen, breath is still breathing, you can still be saved. It's about, amen, your soul tonight. It is appointed unto man to die, and after death, amen, Hebrews say, it then comes judgment. We all know we got to die. We all know that we got to leave here, but how are you leaving here? Are you leaving here with salvation? Are you leaving here, amen, having that hope you got eternal life on the other side? Call us tonight. Thank God for those of you that has called in tonight. And if you know anybody, amen, that desire prayer, that a whole kind of Sunday, tell them to call that number tonight. Praise the Lord tonight. We are in the last days, the days that can't hardly get no worse than what they are, but they are going to get worse. The climate is going to, amen, is going to be more rapidly. You're going to see, amen, more devastating things come up on this earth like never before. We ain't seeing nothing yet as what we are going to see, and it's all because of disobedience. God is God. He said, I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. He said, if there is another God, he said, I don't even know him. Almighty God don't know, amen, if there are another God beside him. He is God all by himself. He said, I heal, and I kill. I am God. God does what he want to do. But tonight, if you are afflicted or you are demon-possessed, you are bound by some types of drugs, some type of narcotic that you cannot get off of yourself. Amen. This is a prayer line. We don't criticize nobody, but we are here to help you to take your life. I know some of you don't like the life that you live in, but you know, Satan got you hooked. Well, I'm telling you, amen, Jesus can break that hook that you have and free your soul. Yes, this is Dr. Moore, along with the staff here in the city of Apple Valley. We are so glad, amen, is to be to the house of the Lord. We don't have a new message. We just have the same old message, amen, to let you know that Jesus is well and Jesus is alive and Jesus cares for you. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. You are not alone out there by yourself, amen. Jesus cares for you. Yes, he cares for you. Not only does he care for you, but we as the people of God, we care for you too. We don't have a high priest, amen, that cannot feel our infirmity. Our high priest, amen, feels what we are going through with right now. He knows what each one of us is going through with. The substance of things that's hoped for, Hebrew. And the evidence of things that's not seen. Oh, praise the Lord. All you got to do is have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed tonight. And you can have mountains of all kind of trouble in your life. And you can tell those mountains to be removed in the name of Jesus. And Jesus will remove those mountains that, amen, is in your life that you can't climb over. You can't go around. But by faith, you can make it. As my daughter said tonight, all things are possible to them that believe it tonight. And I can do all things through Christ who give me the strength. Jesus has to give us the strength tonight. Oh, praise the Lord tonight. Call in tonight. We have a few more minutes. Praise the Lord. That amen. If you want to get your request in, praise the Lord, you can get your request in tonight. Again, we're just so grateful for being able to come back to be with you. And on next Tuesday, if the Lord will, we will be back on the radio, praise the Lord. Tell your friends, amen, that Dr. Moore and his staff will, amen, will be back on the radio to take your requests along with the throne of grace tonight. Amen. Tonight, amen. I'm praying, amen, for my brother, amen, Charlie Moore tonight. He's been down for a while, praise the Lord. Just came out of operation recently here. Thank God, amen, for him constantly breathing, praying for his wife. The both, amen, is down tonight. Praying, amen, that God continue to give them strength. And if it's his will, amen, he will raise them up that they might be able to come back to the church and give glory and praise to the Lord. But thank God for them holding on to Jesus right now. Now, the young man, amen, by the name of Nina tonight, my brother, amen, he sent word for me to pray for him. Leonard is in the hospital, amen, and he has cancer tonight, praise the Lord. And amen, it don't look too good. But I pray tonight that God will intervene and hear his prayers tonight. Undertaking he accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior and be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost right there on that bedside. My God, there ain't nothing too hard that Jesus cannot do tonight. I'm praying, amen, for my brother Raymond, amen, in Arizona, amen, that he just got out of the hospital, praise the Lord, and God will, amen, continue to renew his strength. And oh, praise the Lord, I'm always advising him, amen, is to know Jesus. Come on, know Jesus. If you don't know nothing else, amen, don't leave this world without knowing who Jesus Christ is. Amen. To my sister Dorothy tonight, that God continue to strengthen her. And there are just so many more, amen, on our prayer list tonight, amen, that I am not calling out tonight. But, amen, we are praying for you as in the body of Jesus Christ, that God will touch you right now, everywhere you're at right now. My God, no matter what you're going through with right now, whether it's a headache or whether it's a backache, amen, a stomach cramps, yeah, what it is tonight, I pray God's Spirit will come in and digest that thing tonight and under his sovereign blood and in his healing power of deliverance that he will touch, heal, and deliver right now. My God, by the power of Jesus Christ. Oh, Shandalobahutana. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I thank God for the Holy Ghost tonight because you don't need no crowd with the Holy Ghost. You can get happy all by yourself. Praise the Lord. The anointing of the Lord, amen, is in this room tonight. We still have a few minutes, praise the Lord, that you can call tonight and we will take your request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Amen. Jesus is on the main line. Call him up and tell him what you want. Listen, my brothers and sisters, let's pray much for one another. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but all come to eternal life. God don't want to see nobody lost. And when you understand that word lost, amen, and you are concerned about your relative, your child, amen, you ought to be like, amen, Jesus Christ. You ought not want to see nobody lost. I don't want to see nobody lost. And we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all did wrong. But thank God for forgiveness. We did wrong, but Jesus also, amen, made a way, amen, for us to be forgiven. As he hung on Calvary's cross, shed his blood for the remission of our sin, he made a way for us to, amen, be forgiven for our sin. Romans the 6th chapter says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abide? God forbid, a Christian. God forbid those that has announced that they know him is to continue to do wrong when he done brought you out of darkness and placed you into the marvel light. God forbids you to continue to do wrong. You are a new creature, a creation in Christ Jesus. Old things has passed away, and behold, all things has become new. You ought to be, amen, renewed in your mind day by the Holy Ghost. Why don't you say goodbye to this old world? This old world is fleeting and fading away right from, amen, our eyes daily. Strange things is happening in the world, praise the Lord, and you see them. And we know we can't last, amen, with these things coming up on earth. Won't you say goodbye to this world and grab a hold to Jesus, amen. And Jesus says, I go away to prepare a place for you. And where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house, there are many mentions. And if it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. To Dr. Moore tonight saying amen, along with the staff here in Apple Valley tonight. Satan tried his best to stop us from coming on tonight. Praise the Lord, amen. But Jesus made the way anyway, and we just so excited about this tonight. Don't forget us, amen. On tomorrow night, amen, I will be instructing you in the word of God, telling you what thus says the Lord. It's not my opinion, amen, not my thoughts, but amen, it's directly the word of God. Amen, amen. We live by faith and not by sight. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We live in by the word of God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. There is nothing like his word. There is not nothing like it. His word is life. His word is life. He give us life. He give us a reason to want to live. He give us a reason to want to go through. He give us a reason to want to witness in a chaotic world that we're in now. Amen. God's word give us reason to want to prevail. Hallelujah. We are overcomers tonight. Amen. How do we know that? Amen. Because the back of the book tells us, amen, we are overcomers. Every born-again believer holding the faith in Jesus Christ, we are overcomers tonight. It may not seem like you are overcoming right now, but hold the faith. Don't doubt the word of God. Just don't doubt the word of God. Hold to his word like never before. God bless you, amen. Praying for amen. Sister Jennings tonight, Deacon Jennings tonight, praise the Lord, that God will give them strength, amen. It's continue to hold on and be faithful. Amen, and continue, amen, to bless the church. We're praying for them tonight. And God, amen, give them the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding tonight. Raise up Mother Jennings in the name of Jesus tonight. I believe we have one more caller. Praise the Lord before we leave off tonight. God
caller
bless you.
From 760927, you are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
760-927-6260, Taria Bryant from Hesperia, California. Praise the Lord. Requesting prayer for my great-grandmother, who is 110, that the Lord heal her. She's been in and out of the hospital since the fall. She had 2 months ago out of Loma Linda Hospital and now in St. Mary's. And she will have a surgery on Friday for a PICC line for the G-tube in her stomach. So we're asking for prayer and healing for Grandma Beatrice Pruitt, 110 years old, the oldest person in the high desert. Praise the Lord and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless your daughter tonight. Praise the Lord. We're going to add to that. Praise the Lord. We heard about, amen, your grandmother, and I'm just so excited to know, amen, she's 110 years old, and we're still getting around, amen, well, and we just thank God just to hear that news, praise the Lord. But, amen, we took her into prayer on Sunday as, amen, I heard that she had failed, praise the Lord, but we're going to continue that prayer in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that there is nothing too hard that you cannot do. My God, my God, your grace is sufficient for in our weakness, your strength make us perfect. Lord God, look down upon this beloved handmaid that you have made and brought up this far. Oh, Jesus, calling on the name of Jesus. Lord God, it's not our will, but let your will be done in Jesus' name right now. I'm asking you to strengthen the daughter here, strengthen the family, strengthen that husband in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, Lord God, you can work it out, Lord. You can work it out. Make it easy upon them in the name of Jesus right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for her days and her years. My God, that she have lived and been an example unto this old sinful world right now. Now, Lord, can you know, continue to be with the Lord. Continue to be with her. Let your Holy Spirit overshadow her right now. Continue to comfort her in her desires right now. Comfort her, Lord, in the situation that she is right now. Lord God, let your spirit ensure her tonight. Lord, that you she are wrapped up in you right now in the name of Jesus. And give the family peace, Lord. Give them peace, I pray. And give them peace right now. My God, peace that passes all man understanding. My God, let your peace prevail in that household right now. In Jesus' name right now. Work it out, and we're going to give you the praise for it. Work it out, and we're going to give you the glory for what you have done and what you've done right now in that operation room. Lord, go there. My God, and you take the hands of the doctor. My God, and you work the surgery out in the name of Jesus. Let it come out successful, and we're going to give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless your daughter.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is good. God is good. God is good. Amen. He's good. He's good. He's good. There is nothing too hard the Lord cannot do. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. 110 years old. Thank God for the amen. You can make it if you live the life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you got to abstain from the things of this old world and give God praise and glory. And my precious amen daughter is lying there in the hospital right now. We are praying, amen, for the consolation of Jesus is to continue to be with us. This is Dr. Morris. Tonight along, amen, and with the staff here in Apple Valley tonight, the time, amen, on the clock of the wall is saying it's time for me to leave you tonight, but we will be back. Again, I say if the Lord delay his coming on next Wednesday night, it is prayer time. Pray for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Amen. Death did not faze the saints of old. Amen. It didn't shake their faith. Don't let death shake your faith. Hold your faith to the Lord. We just, amen. If the Lord take us, we're just making a new transition. That's all we're doing. We're just being transferred into one world, into another world. Hold your faith in the Lord. Don't get all tore up, shook up. Amen. Hold your faith in Jesus. This is Dr. Moore. God bless you tonight. Sam, we love you tonight. Call in, amen, on next week, amen, for your prayer request. And we will be here to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. God bless you. All right, guys.